President. I have Captain Cernan for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Well, Gene, good to talk to you. How are you and all the crew there?
We're doing great, sir.
It's a rather unusual time to call you, but I understand you're eating late to get adjusted to what you're going to be doing later on.
Yes, sir, and it's quite an honor. We certainly do appreciate your call.
Well, you've got the first civilian along. You think you can handle him?
He's created a few problems, but we figured we got enough Navy strength on his flight to handle.
Yeah, you got two Navy. I see Commander Evans and then Dr. Schmidt. Do you call him Doctor or Jack?
Well, we call him Jack so that he doesn't get too high on a hog sometimes.
That's right, I know. Well, I just want you to know that we're all going to be pulling for you. We'd be watching on television and looking forward to welcoming you and your wives when you return at the White House.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be in touch with you then. And in the meantime, you can, I was just thinking this is the last of the moon landings, but it's not the least, because this has got to be the best, right?
Yes, sir, that's the way we feel about it, and I think probably it goes without saying, you know, how we feel about what we think it means to the country, and
of course.
I guarantee you, sir, we'll do our best, and we certainly hope that's good enough.
Well, it'll be good enough. I mean, as a former Navy person, I can... of course, all you guys rank me as far as Navy is concerned, but I just want you to know that we'll certainly follow with great interest. I won't be able to see as much as I would like because we've got a few other things to do, but I'll catch it late at night and sometimes in the morning, too.
Well, great, sir, and God bless you on your negotiations on this peace, too.
Well, it's a tough one. We're having some... they're tough. We may have to go another round with them, but we're going to keep at it till we get the right kind of a deal. We don't want to make a bad deal. A bad peace will lead to more war. We want the right kind of a peace.
I think you know the people of this country are behind that feeling, and
right.
It's very important to a lot of them.
Let's see, the others on the phone?
Yes, sir. I know they'd like to get on. Just a second.
All right, let me talk to each of them.
They're getting on now, Mr. President.
Fine.
And,
of course, you're an old-timer. You were on 9 and 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
But you never, you know, when you look out at that big Saturn V, of course, it's going to be a night launch, but when you look out that, you never really feel like an old-timer. It's like the first time again for me.
Of course.
I think Commander Evans may be on.
Yes.
President Ron Evans here, sir.
Well, fine. We just want to wish you the best. You're going to be up there circling around where these other fellows are looking around on the moon.
Yes, sir, but I'll tell you, that's a mighty important part of the mission.
I'll say it is.
I feel honored to be able to do that part of it for my country.
That's right. You'll be up there, and I say up or out or whatever they say, and these guys have to depend on you, because if you aren't there, they're not going to be able to get back, huh? Right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, give them a good ride.
Hey, I sure will.
And is the Dr. Schmidt there, too?
Yeah, this is Jack Schmidt, Mr. President.
Right. Well, we're glad to have him. Finally, one civilian made it, huh?
Well, we've had civilians before. It just happens I didn't take the military route.
I see. I know.
Hopefully you can't tell much difference between us.
Yeah. Well, of course, it says here you're a scientist, but I assume these other fellows are scientists, too, aren't they?
Well, we tried our darndest to make them that way, and strangely enough, it came out right.
Well, you know, you'll be able to educate them a lot. You got a long time on that thing going up and back, haven't you?
Well, if I haven't educated them now, I've given up.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to...
Good shape, sir.
Right.
A good team of scientists and a good team of pilots, I think.
What'd they give you to eat tonight?
Oh, boy. We ate very well. We had a nice big piece of roast beef.
Roast beef, right.
Like the fatted calves.
Yeah, well, you lose a little weight, but you'll gain it all back when you get back.
Yes, sir.
And we look forward to welcoming you, and we wish you the best, and we extend our best to your families, and we know it's going to be a great mission.
Thank you, sir. The names of our spacecraft, we hope America and Challenger.
America and Challenger, I noticed.
Our feelings are.
That's right. America, it's a great name, and of course, Challenger, that's the module, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the one that drops down. Well, December the 11th is the day of the landing, right?
Yes, sir.
You land on the 11th and then go out and do your walking and hit the golf ball several hundred yards. This is one time you don't have to worry about distance. even with the way I'm able to hit it, you can get more than 200 yards this time, can't you?
Yes, sir, you sure could.
Right. Well, we wish you the best. When you get back, I'll give you 3 golf balls just as a reminder. Okay?
Thank you, Mr.
All right. And
we're very honored.
Yeah.
Personally, feel very thankful you called, and we'll do our best.
Well, I've had the honor of calling every one of the crews since I've been in and in office, and it's always a big thrill to talk to you and to know that we've got such great fellows in this program and willing to take these great risks for the service of the country and the service of science as well.
The people we have backing us up, Mr. President, it's really not that great a risk.
I know those thousands on the ground at Houston and at down at the Cape and around the world. It's quite a group. Well, we wish you the best, and we'll Godspeed all the way.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you hang up here, may we just wish you Godspeed in your next 4 years. Forward to a super 4 years with you at the helm.
We got a few little problems in trying to work this Vietnam thing out, but it'll come out in the end. It'll take a little more time, but it'll work out. And anyway, we'll try to do as well here as you do there.
Okay, we'll look forward to talking to you when we get back.
You bet. We'll welcome you at the White House.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.